Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. You know, we love to dig into listener-submitted sources, and I'm really excited about what we've got lined up today.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one.
It is. We're talking all about checklists, and I know what you're thinking.
Oh yeah, everyone loves a good checklist.
Exactly. But we're going way beyond your everyday to-do list here.
We are.
We're uncovering how checklists can actually be this secret weapon for managing complexity and upping your game when it comes to e-learning.
And we're not just talking theory here.
Oh, definitely not. We've got real-world examples from fields you might not expect, like surgery,
construction,
aviation,
even fine dining.
Oh, yeah, those Michelin star chefs.
They use checklists, too.
Who knew? And get this, a simple checklist is literally credited with saving lives in surgery.
It's true.
Preventing aviation disasters.
Yeah.
And making sure that fancy restaurant meal is consistently incredible every single time.
Consistency is key.
It really is. So we'll be diving into the research on that.
And we'll also be looking at a checklist you submitted.
Right. Specifically for building courses in flagship LMS.
Looking forward to that.
Me too. Okay, so to kick things off, let's talk about complexity for a second.
Okay.
Because that's really where checklists shine, right?
Absolutely.
Did you read about that 3-year-old girl who fell into a frozen lake in the Alps?
I did. Incredible story.
I know. Underwater for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she survived is a miracle, but it also shows how vital a clear process is in high-pressure situations.
Right. Like, you have to know what to do and do it quickly and correctly in that kind of scenario.
Exactly. And it's not just those once-in-a-blue-moon emergencies either.
Nope. Complexity is everywhere.
It is. Our sources pointed out that the average ICU patient requires 178 actions every single day.
178.
Yeah. And each action has the potential for something to go wrong.
Oh, for sure. There's always that risk.
Always. It reminds me of that story about Anthony DiFilippo.
Limousine driver.
Yes. He nearly died from complications after what should have been a routine surgery.
It's a powerful reminder that even with all our medical advancements, things can still go wrong.
Definitely. And it brings us back to e-learning.
Right, because while we might not be dealing with life or death scenarios, there's still a lot of complexity involved in designing a truly effective online course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So many moving parts.
There are. Instructional design, multimedia development, communication with clients, stakeholders. Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. It's a lot to juggle.
It is. And I'll admit, sometimes I forget things.
Oh, I think we all do.
Right. Like, I'll send out a course and realize, oh, shoot. I forgot that one little thing.
And then it just snowballs.
It does. It becomes this huge headache.
It makes you realize how much we rely on memory and routine.
Yeah. Even in a field like e-learning, where it's all about careful planning.
Exactly. And that's precisely where checklists come in.
They do. They're like this backup for our brains.
Yes. They help us make sure we don't miss those critical steps.
Even when we're stressed or tired or just doing something we've done a million times before.
Yeah. Right, because those are the times when those autopilot errors can sneak in.
They do. So it's not about assuming people are incompetent or anything.
Oh, not at all.
It's just recognizing that we all have limitations.
We do. We're human.
And a checklist can help us be our best selves.
Our best e-learning selves.
Exactly. Speaking of which, did you read that story about the Boeing Model 299?
The bomber.
Yes. It was considered unflyable at first.
Really? Why?
Because it was so complex. But they introduced a simple pilot's checklist.
Get out.
I know. And it became this legendary aircraft in World War II.
Wow. Just from a checklist.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah.
It shows how something so simple can have such a huge impact.
It really does. And that Boeing story, I think it illustrates how checklists can bridge this gap between knowledge and execution.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Because it's not always a lack of expertise that leads to errors.
It's not.
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes we forget a step or make a mistake even when we know what we're doing.
Hmm. I see.
Atul Gawande talks about this a lot in his book, The Checklist Manifesto.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
He argues that checklists are super valuable for two reasons.
Okay, I'm listening.
First, they combat ignorance. Like, if we just don't know a crucial step, a checklist can tell us.
Right. Makes sense.
And second, they fight ineptitude, which is basically making mistakes even when we have the knowledge.
Oh, interesting.
So a checklist is like a safety net for our brains.
I like that.
Making sure we don't miss anything crucial.
It makes you wonder what checklists could do for us in e-learning.
Well, that's what we're going to explore.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And you know, what's really interesting is how these checklist principles, they're kind of universal.
What do you mean?
Well, whether we're talking about like aviation or surgery or e-learning.
Okay.
The goal is the same, right?
Okay.
It's all about managing that complexity and reducing those chances of something going wrong.
Right, right.
Making sure things run smoothly.
Okay, I'm with you. But how do we take what works in those high-stakes situations, you know, like surgery, and apply it to the everyday world of e-learning?
Well, think about construction for a minute.
Construction?
Yeah. Like building a skyscraper.
Oh, okay.
That's a massively complex project.
I can imagine.
Tons of people involved, all with their own specialized knowledge.
Right, like architects and engineers.
Exactly. And electricians, plumbers, so many different trades.
Just like in e-learning, we have instructional designers and developers and...
Yep. Subject matter experts.
And, of course, our clients.
It takes a village.
It does. And in both cases, construction and e-learning, you need clear communication.
Oh, absolutely.
Meticulous planning.
First,
and a way to make sure everyone's on the same page.
Throughout the entire project.
Exactly. Otherwise...
Well, things fall apart.
They do.
And that's where checklists come in.
Ah.
They're not just for individual tasks.
Oh.
They're tools for the whole team, for coordinating and communicating.
I'm starting to see how this all fits together.
Right. And that reminds me of the flagship LMS checklist you sent over.
The course building one.
Yeah. There's that item about showing clients a standard course layout via Zoom.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was interesting.
It is. Because it's basically like using blueprints in construction.
Oh, so everyone can visualize the project?
Exactly. Make sure they understand it.
No surprises later on.
Right. And you know what else is cool about that checklist item?
Right.
It's a perfect example of how we can use checklists to boost communication in e-learning.
Low-wise.
By showing clients that visual representation early on.
Yeah.
We set clear expectations.
Right.
Everyone's aligned.
And fewer chances of those misunderstandings that can really cost you later.
Exactly. It's like providing a roadmap for the project.
A roadmap. I like that.
And speaking of roadmaps, you remember that story about Joe Salvia?
Joe Salvia.
Yeah, the structural engineer. He worked on that huge Russia Wharf building in Boston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I remember reading about that.
He talked about how checklists were essential for making sure all the different trades, you know, electricians, plumbers, steel workers, that they were all literally on the same page when it came to the building systems.
So they didn't, like, run pipes into each other or something.
Right. But it's not just about avoiding those physical clashes. It's about creating a shared understanding of the whole project.
Oh, I see.
Making sure everyone's work fits together seamlessly.
Just like in e-learning.
Exactly. Where the instructional design, the multimedia, the assessments, it all has to flow together.
To achieve those learning objectives.
Yes. Yeah. So we're seeing how powerful checklists can be for communication and collaboration.
In both fields, really.
Both fields, yep. But how do they help us build expertise on an individual level?
Good question. Can they really make us better at what we do?
Absolutely. Do you remember that story about Peter Pronovost?
Peter Pronovost? Rings a bell.
He worked with central line infections.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember now.
He introduced this really simple checklist for inserting central lines.
Which is?
It's a common procedure in hospitals.
Yeah.
And the results were amazing. Yeah. Infection rates plummeted.
Wow. That's a game changer.
Huge impact on patient safety.
And all from a checklist.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Pronovost's checklist, it didn't add any new medical knowledge.
Uh-huh.
It just ensured that the doctors and nurses followed the best practices.
Consistently.
Consistently. That's the key.
That's fascinating. So it's not about teaching them something new.
Nope.
It's about making sure they apply what they already know.
In the right way at the right time.
And that's what's so powerful about checklists.
It is. Because even the most experienced people,
right,
they can make mistakes.
Especially when they're tired or stressed.
Ah, absolutely.
We're dealing with a complex task.
Exactly. And a checklist, it's like a safety net for your brain.
We're back to that.
It makes you slow down, double check your work.
Avoid those big errors.
Yep. So it's not about, like, dumbing down the process.
Right.
It's about recognizing that we're human.
We are. Definitely.
And we have limits.
Yeah. It's like checklists help us accept that and then do our best anyway.
Exactly. And they free up mental space so we can focus on those more creative parts of our work.
The fun stuff.
The fun stuff. And this applies to e-learning too.
Of course.
We might not be saving lives.
True.
But we are trying to create effective learning experiences.
We are.
And a poorly designed course can waste a lot of time and money.
and fail to actually teach anything.
Exactly. And there are so many potential pitfalls in e-learning development.
There are so many details to keep track of.
Technical glitches, inconsistencies, accessibility issues, and of course...
client communication.
All of it. It's like this hidden layer of complexity.
It is. You don't even realize it's there until something goes wrong.
And then it's too late.
So if checklists can help pilots and surgeons,
yeah,
what can they do for us in e-learning?
Well, one of the biggest things is helping us anticipate and mitigate those risks so we can deliver those high-quality courses.
The kind that actually work.
The kind that get results. It's like having a guardian angel looking over your shoulder.
I love that.
Reminding you of all those crucial details.
Working smarter, not harder.
That's it. And it's about continuous improvement, too.
Oh, how so?
Well, checklists help us spot those areas where we're making the same mistakes over and over.
Oh, right. Or where the process could be streamlined.
Exactly. They're a framework for reflection and growth.
Both for individuals and for teams.
Yep. A way to level up your e-learning game.
This has been so insightful, really. Yep. I'm looking at checklists in a whole new light now.
I told you.
You did. But I have to admit, thinking about creating effective checklists for my own work, it's a little intimidating.
Yeah, I get that. A lot of people feel that way.
Do they?
They do. You know, they think they have to create this massive document.
Yeah, like cover every possible scenario.
Exactly. But it doesn't have to be that complicated.
It doesn't.
No. The key is to start small.
Oh.
Focus on the most critical steps in your process.
The most important ones.
The ones that if you miss them, things really go off the rails.
The make it or break it steps.
Yes, exactly. Think of it like this. What are the killer items in your workflow?
The things that could really derail a project.
Yep. Those are the ones to prioritize.
Don't try to boil the ocean, as they say.
Right. Focus on where a checklist can make the biggest difference.
Okay, so how do I figure out what those killer items are?
Well, start by looking at your own process. Like, where do things tend to go wrong?
Good question.
What are the common mistakes? You know, the oversights that you or your team make?
The things you keep tripping over.
Exactly. And once you identify those pain points, you can start building checklist items that directly address them.
I see. So for me, it's often communication with clients.
Okay. Like what?
Making sure I have all the info I need up front, like their learning objectives,
right,
target audience, any existing materials they have.
It's amazing how often those things get overlooked.
I know. I've definitely been halfway through a project and realized, oh, shoot, I need to ask about XYZ.
It happens, and that's a perfect example of what to put on your checklist.
Okay, so how would I write that as a checklist item?
Well, another important principle is clarity.
Clarity.
Yep. Each item on your checklist, it should be specific, actionable.
No. Meaning?
Meaning it tells you exactly what to do.
Got it.
And easy to understand, no jargon.
Like writing instructions for a beginner.
Exactly. So instead of just saying, like, gather client information.
Right.
You might have separate items.
I see. Like, clarify learning objectives.
Yep.
Define target audience.
Good.
Obtain existing materials.
Perfect. That's much clearer.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Breaking it down like that.
And you can even take it further, you know, add prompts or sub-questions for each item.
Like what?
So under clarify learning objectives, you could ask, okay, what should learners be able to do after completing this course?
Oh, that's a good one.
Or are there specific skills or knowledge gaps that need to be addressed?
It's like having a little coach built into the checklist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Guiding you through each step.
Making sure you don't miss anything.
And another important thing is to make sure your checklist is testable.
Testable.
Yeah, meaning you can try it out, see if it actually works.
Okay, so like a pilot test?
Kinda. Try it on a real project, or even a hypothetical one.
And see if it actually helps.
Exactly. Does it help you catch errors?
Right.
Improve your efficiency.
Streamline the process?
Yep. If it's not working, tweak it.
And you should probably get feedback from your team too, right?
Oh, absolutely. They might have some great insights.
Things you hadn't thought of.
Or maybe they'll point out that an item is redundant.
Or unclear.
Exactly. Yeah. Remember, a checklist, it's a living document.
It's not set in stone.
Nope. It should evolve as your work changes.
As you face new challenges.
And as you learn from your mistakes.
So it's all about continuous improvement.
Yes. And that's another thing I love about checklists.
What's that?
They can be used by individuals.
Right.
Or by whole teams.
It's about harnessing that collective knowledge and experience.
Exactly. Reducing errors, working more consistently.
And in e-learning, things are changing all the time.
They are.
New technologies, new challenges.
That kind of support, it's invaluable.
It really is. So we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We've seen how checklists can be these powerful tools.
Secret weapons.
For tackling complexity and boosting performance.
In all kinds of fields.
From surgery to construction to e-learning.
They've proven their worth time and time again.
And the best part is, the principles are universal.
Adapt them to your own needs.
So whether you're designing a course,
managing a team,
or just trying to stay on top of your to-do list,
don't underestimate the humble checklist.
It might just be the key to a whole new level of efficiency,
effectiveness,
and maybe even a little bit of peace of mind.
Hear, hear. Happy checking, everyone.